Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has signed the state's largest ever budget into law. WBEZ's Isabella Nieto has more on the $55 billion spending plan signed Monday.
The budget includes nearly $400 million in cuts to programs and operational costs for state agencies. In his remarks, Pritzker took aim at the Trump administration, saying unstable economic conditions and unpredictable federal funding made it harder to balance the spending plan.
While the Trump administration goes on Fox News lying about being fiscally responsible, Illinois is showing a better way, balancing the budget while maintaining the programs that most people rely on.
Republicans ridiculed the budget, saying it will set Illinois up for failure. The budget goes into effect on July 1st. I'm Isabella Nieto.
Iowa City Democrat Christina Bohannon is running again for the first congressional district in next year's election. Bohannon announced her campaign this morning to replace Republican incumbent Marionette Miller Meeks. Miller Meeks defeated Bohannon for the district in the 2024 election by less than 800 votes. Bohannon also lost to the Republican in 2022 by a 7% margin. The first congressional district, which covers most of southeast Iowa, has been one of the nation's most competitive seats in Congress for several years. Miller Meeks won her first term in 2020 by just 6 votes. Meanwhile, Iowa Secretary of State Paul Pate says that he's running for re-election. The Republican announced his campaign for a 5th term on social media over the weekend. Pate is from Cedar Rapids, where he served as the city's mayor and later as a state legislator. He served also as Iowa's Secretary of State from 1995 to 1999 and then returned to the role in 2015. Democrat and Bettendorf native Ryan Peterman announced his candidacy for Secretary of State last month. Local and state law enforcement are investigating a church camp in southeastern Iowa after taking nearly 100 children into protective custody last week. Iowa Public Radio's James Kelly has details.
Officials say they rescued 88 children who were attendees of the Shekinah Glory Camp, run by the Kingdom Ministry of Rehab and Recreation in Columbus Junction. The organization's website says it was founded in 2018 and practices evangelical Christianity. The Louisa County Sheriff's Office says it partnered with other state and local law enforcement agencies after receiving complaints of child abuse and endangerment. Officials say the children were taken into protective custody and transported to a nearby church, where they met with child protection workers. A spokesperson from the Iowa Department of Public Safety was unable to comment, citing an ongoing investigation. I'm James Kelly, IPR News.
Davenport police are investigating the death of a man who was struck and killed by a train early Monday morning near Modern Woodman Park downtown. Emergency crews responded to the 200 block of South Gaines Street around 2 a.m. yesterday, where they identified the 40-year-old victim. He had apparently been lying on the tracks and was pronounced dead at the scene. Officials say the death does not appear to be suspicious. A tick-borne cattle disease has been confirmed in Iowa for the first time, Iowa Public Radio's Rachel Kramer reports.
Iowa's Department of Agriculture says a protozoan parasite called Teleria orientalis aikida infected a cattle herd in Van Buren County in the southeast corner of the state. Grant Duell, an Iowa State University Extension veterinarian, says around 20 cattle have died in the 100-head herd.
We haven't had this parasite in Iowa before that we know of, and we haven't had the tick before, and so we've got some pretty susceptible cattle right now.
The parasite is carried by the Asian long-horned tick, which was first detected in the U.S. in 2017. Duell says producers should watch for infestations and ramp up tick treatments. He says the Asian long-horned tick can also infect sheep, horses, and deer. I'm Rachel Kramer, IPR News.
And this is WVIK News.